Taiwan special, episode one of the week. Now, top of the list here. Taiwan's brewing war with China, which will be the start of the Taiwanese or the Chinese-American war. And Taiwan will be the flashpoint. And more people are saying this. You know, there was a guy this week. He was in the Symphony editorial thing. He's saying that China needs to be split up. Some Russian wrote the Gulag Archipelago or whatever. Whatever it was called. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be irreverent about the book. I'm such a buffoon that I don't know precisely what it was called, but the picture's in my mind. I mean, try being dyslexic with a photographic memory. It still won't do you much good. I don't think I'm dyslexic. I don't think so. But in my memory, I'm a spelling dyslexic. Sometimes I get letters reversed when it comes time to spell them. Let's see. Oh, this picture behind me. Look behind. Can you see behind me? Because you're watching on the Twitch live stream, right? These will be going on about 11, 10, 11, 12, 1 in America on Sunday night, Monday morning, you know, that area, late Sunday. That's when these will go out on Twitch. And then I will push them to YouTube. Let's see. Okay, so what's behind me in this picture? I mentioned it in the podcast last time, yesterday, the previous. Yeah. Why is this car? How did I get this car? Right, I'm at a traffic light. Is that what you think? How I got this car looking right at me in the middle of the road? Without it running me over? They're all parked. Look at the cars behind me in this picture. It's this line going back. They're all parked. And let me see if I can learn how to point correctly here backwards. Look, see this up here? I'm pointing at it. That's the police station symbol. That's the police station right there. And if you look out the door, right there's a police officer. Probably. That could be. But that's the door that goes into the police station. Right there is the police station inside. There. I've been in that police station. That might be a person on the street. But that there's the desk in there. I mean, you can see the fluorescent lights that they use to light up all their office buildings with. Now, Taiwan government buildings look like communist government buildings. You know, cheap, you know, dirty white walls lit up with cancer-causing fluorescent tubes. You know, that. Yeah. Well, speak of competence. Look, these cars are all parked in the road. Now, I was careful not to get license plate numbers because it's not really their problem. It's that the police allow this culture. They're parked. They're not just quick, you know, pausing to let someone in or out. They're parked. And, you know, this goes back to a lot of competence issues that Taiwan has. You know, the controlling political party got creamed at the midterms over stuff like this. It's right behind me. They got creamed at the elections because they don't know how to run stuff. They don't know how to start a lawnmower, their government. And so they got creamed at the elections, and what was their solution? To outlaw e-cigarette oil. You know, it's like, that's not going to make the people think that you know how to do a good job. Let's see. So, Taiwan's having elections. I lost my train of thought for a moment. Taiwan's having, you know, they're in an election crisis. War with China is brewing, and they're facing the controlling party. You know, you don't want instability during election season when you get to war season, you know. Yeah, that's just generally bad. So it's election season and it's war season, and they're at risk of losing the election, maybe. Like, there's questions about it, and it all comes down to competence. The controlling political party would be more stable in Taiwan if they knew what the heck they were doing. But they don't. And they've had Americans in Taiwan for decades going to their government, talking to them, saying, hey, maybe you should try this. And they attack those Americans, or they ignore them, and they, the Americans end up somehow or another getting kicked out, or they go home, or so to speak, you might say the Americans have to steal bread in order to eat because they're not allowed to work, you know, something like that. And it's all because of this complicated system. Americans try to tell Taiwan the system's complicated. They don't listen and fix it. You tell people maybe there's a reason they're breaking the law. They get angry that you dared to confront them, which again goes back to you can take the Taiwanese out of China, but you got to also take the China out of the Taiwanese. They don't want to listen. Very prideful, arrogant. And this isn't everybody. This is just enough people in the government that it makes a problem. And so we have competency issues, and it's not like they weren't told. So many Westerners, not just Americans, so many Westerners were telling the Taiwanese again and again and again and again and again. So this is the situation in Taiwan. Taiwan's going to have major problems when China attacks. Now, the Chinese are also idiots. I mean, they're even stupider. I mean, they got people that are hungry. Their air is terribly, horribly dirty. And their solution is to invade Taiwan. Like, the number one issue in China's government is to retake Taiwan. That will solve their problems in their world, in their view. It's like, you know, if I could just control other people more, then my problems at home would go away. It's like, no, you've got to deal with your own problems first. Like I said in the podcast yesterday, we need more people who do good at home. And China doesn't want to do good at home. They want to own more homes. So I just, so China's got its got greater incompetence. So it's going to be the idiots getting attacked by the super idiots. I don't mean to belittle it or to make fun of war, but this whole thing was caused by people being stupid. You know, China doing their communism, their solution is to take over more people's stuff, or, oh, I deserve it. Yeah. Okay. Whatever, however they call it, to take over more stuff that they deserve to take over. And then Taiwan, they're not making it a priority to listen to the Westerners in their country who come from first world nations, who can help Taiwan finish moving from a second world country into a first world country. They've got all these first worlders in Taiwan, but they won't listen to them. So we're going to have the idiot communists versus the idiot second world won't listen to the first world peoplers. And in a sense, it's kind of funny. In a sense, it's really sad, because the whole thing could have been avoided with simple competence. Just do a good job. Listen to the people who've done a good job. Don't try to do a bigger job until you've done a good job at home. And just doing a good job at home can solve so many problems. So that's the conflict that we're looking at. Okay. Now, I'm gonna shift here. The last 2 minutes of this podcast episode for today, I'm going to shift into something completely different. Well, you know what? Maybe I'm going to save that for tomorrow. I'm going to save it for the next episode, and I'm going to wrap up with these thoughts today. Well, I don't know. Am I whining too much? Okay, I don't want to be whining. I really don't. I want to make sure that we know our history. The Anping shelling incident. Go look it up. Anping, Anping shelling. We're talking mid-1800s somewhere. Somewhere in the 1800s. Queen Victoria of England. We're talking Opium War era. I've been to the museum. It's right down the street from me. Well, big long street. Maybe takes an hour or two to get to. But it's like right up there. Like I look and I see the mountain in the horizon distance every day. If I look, I see. So it's right down there. And there was a British embassy. And, I think it was a Han government or a Chinese government or something that was in Taiwan at the time. And there was a treaty between China and England. And there were Taiwanese running Taiwan things. And there was an embassy in Kaohsiung, right? Not just up the coast from Anping, Taiwan's capital at the time, the city that I'm in now. And the ambassador had gone to, I don't know, something like a local magistrate or a local police chief or a local judge or governor or envoy or something. He'd gone to the person in government to talk to, the PIC, the person in charge. And, oh no, the RPIC, the right person in charge. Or the DM, the decision maker, whatever. Anyhow, he'd gone to the right person in charge and he said, "We have a treaty. You've been beating up our people. Now, look, they had missionaries going in, attacking and heckling the local religion or whatever and being annoying that way. And so that wasn't good. But the Taiwanese responded by just mobbing and beating them, which also isn't good either. And the police were doing nothing. Just, oh, well, Well, You know, like that's what they did. Well, can't do that." So he'd gone to the police. He said, "We have a treaty. You are bound by the treaty. Your people have beat our citizens. You will not beat our citizens. You will respect our citizens. You will honor your treaty." And the guy was just, you know, the Taiwanese guy in charge. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I don't. He just gave him the ignore runaround. And that's so typical Taiwanese government even today. "Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know. Look, we've got a treaty right here. I can't speak about that. I don't know. And he's, "Look outside in the water. See out there in the ocean. Those are British battleships. They probably had HMS whatever on the back. You know, well, Jack Sparrow could have been trying to commandeer them. Who knows? I mean, they were, you know. And look at those ships. They've got guns. They can bomb and blow up your buildings. Do this or say bye-bye to the buildings." "Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. And I've been here in Taiwan 10 years, and I'm like, yep, that's exactly it. The police have done that. I've watched it. I saw a car chase at night one time in Taiwan. Guy was driving down the road chasing someone with a pipe, and he was yelling at people running through, just driving all over the road, trying to beat people with his pipe out the window. I saw the guy later, tried to report it to the police, and they did a fake incident police report. Oh, an American saw a man with a pipe." And that was what they typed in Chinese. It was like this little tiny sentence. It took like an hour to go try to inform them, and they did nothing. And I'm like, nothing at all has changed. Well, what happened was the government in Taiwan wouldn't listen. They wouldn't change. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't say, "Oh, yes, you are correct. That was bad. We will do so." It didn't even lie. It just, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what they do today. So the British, they shelled Anping, the capital district area, in Taiwan. And that, nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. They're nice. China, same culture. That's what's going on with the negotiations with China. Nice. But if you force them to change at all, it is immediate and enormous rage, like a cat who's been doused with water. See you tomorrow.